It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
They're so calm and so healthy looking. Steve's reaction to the sheep in the barn while he was here on a brief visit last week mirrored my sense of things. They do seem remarkably robust, cooperative, orderly, and affectionate. These days, it's a joy to be with the sheep. If they're in the barn when I enter, it's entirely predictable that the two closest to my entry door will be Sophie, a 4-year-old ewe, and Doodle, the by now well-known 1-year-old Weather. Both were bottle-fed as lambs. Both are positioned to greet me, looking for a nuzzle, a scratch on the cheek, a hello. They are sometimes accompanied by the senior Weather, Orhan, by middle-aged ewes Pepsha or Skunky, and by one or both of the two oldest ewes in the flock, Nilofer and Lale, both of whom are now past breeding age. Lately, before I even clap my hands and yell, "Outside!" the rest of the flock pretty automatically files quietly out to the front vestibule as soon as I enter the barn. They know they're supposed to wait there. I shoo my little entourage of sheepy affection out to join them. Then I'm able to refill their water, put hay in the manger, replenish their mineral supplement, and distribute a grain treat in their bowls without them all fighting for access under my feet. Steve speculated that the atmosphere is peaceful thanks to the absence of feisty young ramblings this year. He's right that there's little of the chaotic aggression a couple of the young rams evidenced in the prior year until they were sent off to market. But is Steve describing the cause or the effect of the overall prevailing atmosphere? I'm not sure. There's still ample testosterone flowing in the flock. I don't always do a fully effective job of banding the testicles of the ram lambs I want to neuter. And there is one fully intact ram, Suleiman III, who I chose to keep as a breeder when he was born last March. Now, if you think David Sedaris's recent The Violence of the Rams essay in The New Yorker is an authoritative treatise on sheep psychology, you would expect toxic masculinity from Suleiman. But, contrary to what he says, obnoxious ram behavior is not absolutely inevitable. Suleiman has a quiet authority, a low-key demeanor, and no apparent need to constantly prove his ramhood. I didn't say it to Steve, but I like to think that some of the calm atmosphere is conferred by me. Maybe I've unconsciously communicated my own overall contentedness with my life with Eric and my network of good friends to my animals, and it has affected their behavior. Or maybe they're benefiting from my conscious effort to convince them that they live in a world of loving security. Looking out from the farm, I see chaos, killing, hate, and vitriol everywhere. Well, damn it, I'm going to make sure that order, nurturing, and love rule here in the part of the world I can influence. And from this, I think, there will be ripple effects in the world at large. I will concede that impartial observers might not see things this way. They might see me as living in something of an eccentric farm fantasy world, and maybe they'd be right. Take the first gray Saturday afternoon in December. When I could have been shopping for holiday gifts or insulating windows, I instead, to my great satisfaction, worked in the vegetable garden. The vegetable garden in December? Yep. Just before Thanksgiving, in a spate of house cleaning, I had decided it was time to remove from a hook in the kitchen two remaining bunches of garlic cloves that I had hung there many months ago. These were the smallest bulbs of my garlic harvest, far more trouble to peel and chop than it was worth for culinary purposes. I put them in a colander in the mudroom, unsure what I'd do with them. Saturday, I noticed the colander sitting there. With an unstructured afternoon ahead of me and relatively balmy temperatures in the 40s, I decided it would be lovely to plant those that still seemed viable. What pleasure! The zen of weeding and preparing the bed, the satisfaction of feeding the weeds to the chickens, the recovery of living seeds from a mess of otherwise compostable waste, and the creation for each clove of a cozy home in the dirt. As I worked, my mind wandered where it would, which was apparently over my shoulder to pat myself on the back. I gave myself credit in the first instance for not having used the cloves for cooking. To me, that represented maturity. There was a time when I would have carried a single idea, like raise what you eat, to such an extreme that I would have tried to use even those tiny cloves. But no, even good principles can be carried too far. Better, I ultimately realized, to use nice, fat, fresh garlic cloves from the market. Then I congratulated myself on using the uneaten cloves as seed garlic. Waste not, want not. I was saving and nurturing small bundles of life. Here, I thought, was my antidote to the death and destruction we contemplate daily. Feh, as my Aunt Jenny used to say in Yiddish, get real. My little garlic seeds may not produce anything at all, and my little speculations on the cosmic benefits of what I do here are probably best understood as escapist fantasy. I think it's just my way of grappling with the world full of intractable conflicts that prey on my mind, to which the combatants all believe they have unassailably right views, to which I can contribute no attainable resolution, just anguished doubt. Stick to the basics. People need to eat. The farm produces some food. That much is undeniably good.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.